Hallelujah. A lot of times the grace to minister a word is affected by the ability of those that are hearing it to comprehend, to understand, and to receive, to contain it. Sometimes you get to a point and you can tell we have reached saturation point. And at that point, the Lord said, move on. I'll never forget, maybe it was sometime in 2020, I was doing this series of teachings on Wednesday. The truth of the matter is, I was sitting in the studio by myself. There was nobody there with me. And I was doing this series of teachings, and I had this full note. I mean, like a full note like this. I mean, how big is this note? And I think I was on the second part of it, the second Wednesday of it. And, you know, this note, I had not even maybe like passed the first page of this note. And in that service, as I was doing this teaching, I started hearing the Lord saying, it's enough. Just leave it alone and move on to something else. I mean, I couldn't believe my ears. There's nobody in the room. It's not like I was seeing anybody's expression. It's not like, you know, there's nothing. But out there, the Holy Spirit have feelers. And, you know, when his feelers sent me back feedback and said to me, there are too many walls. It's not going anywhere. So just move on. I mean, I think I did maybe two messages in that particular. And I had ramped up this message. I had really, quote unquote, hyped it up. And we're going to study this. This is only the second page, Lord. And first page, second service. I said, just move on. So of course, that was the last. I still have that binder somewhere. But you know one thing I feel very certain about? In a few years from now, the Lord will say, bring out that binder. A few more people are ready to hear it and to receive from it. And then we'll get into it again. And, you know, the word of God is so precious. The word of God. God doesn't throw his word. He just doesn't throw his word anywhere, anyhow. The word of God is so precious. And the challenge we can have as believers, I pray for you a lot. Those who hear these messages, I pray for you a lot. One of the major things I pray for you is that you'll be able to break through the barrier of so many years of being a particular way or hearing something and being so used to it that now you can't really get it. You know, you can't really get it. I remember I was praying one time and the Lord said to me, if somebody has heard something for 50 years of their life, if they have heard something for 50 straight years of their lives and they have conditioned to that thing, you will not change it in 1 year. Mm-hmm. Unless there's a radical change. You cannot change it in 1 year. Unless. Then it gets worse if it's 60 years. It gets worse if it's 70. It gets worse when it's 80. I mean, you've been hearing the same thing and you've conditioned and believed. You can't change. That's why change is so hard. Change is really hard because the longer you are some way and the longer you condition to a part, that's why one of the ways to train yourself is train yourself to be very supple, very flexible in the hands of God. Train yourself that way because it makes it easy for you to respond and to yield to God. You don't have sacred cows. You know what I mean by that? Do you know what I mean by sacred cows? Like, you don't have boundaries and areas where somebody can't touch. God can't touch. Like, God, this is a no-go area. Don't go there. I don't mind. You can talk about this, talk about that one, talk about that. But this one, just let's leave it alone. Let's leave it. You know, because you are supple. You're flexible. And when the Lord sees that you are that way, it's very easy for him. It's very easy. It will mark you out different. One of the things that will help you scale walls and will help you do way beyond others in your generation is your ability to quickly respond to God. God, because it's so rare. It is so rare in the world and it's so rare in the body of Christ. That ability God isn't looking for perfect. He's looking for responsive. Those of you who take notes, write that down somewhere. See, let me show you something here. Let me show you whether it's some one time I ran out of spaces for writing in my Bible because, you know, I'll hear something profound. I don't know. Can you see this? Can you see all these notes right here? They're handwritten notes. I hear something profound. I start writing. Like I'm not the one preaching it. I'm hearing somebody else preach it. I start writing it. I mean, I got so full one day, then I wanted to write more. And I say, oh no, there's no space to write. And these things that are so profound, you don't hear them every day. And what we've got to train ourselves to do is learn to pay attention. It's easy to hear, but very difficult to attend. It's very easy to hear, but very, that's why the Bible says in Proverbs, my son, attend. He said, hear it, but attend to my sayings. Attend to the words of my mouth. So what did I say? God isn't looking for perfect. He's looking for responsive. That's it. Responsive. Responsive. That is S-I-V-E. He's not looking for perfect. He's looking for responsive. You know what responsive means? Do you know what responsive means? Quickly, you just yield to him. Amen. This is profound. Write that in your Bible somewhere. God is not looking for perfect. He is looking for responsive. And so, when you are that kind of person who is responsive to the Lord, it's very easy for God. God can take you places. He can do things with you. He can do great. He can mark you out for things in your life and you will not recognize yourself. I'm talking real serious issues here. I mean, God can do some things in your life and you will not recognize yourself. And he's not looking for perfect. He's looking for responsive. So that when he says you hear, you say, yes, Lord. I don't have walls. I don't have all this, you know, all this, you know, pile of excuses. Oh, is that? Oh, is this person? Oh, is this? Is my upbringing? Is that? No, just you hear it. So that's why it's best to train. The best time to really train oneself is early on our journey. When we get a certain way, sometimes it gets more difficult. Change becomes very difficult. But you can, change is always possible. You can change yourself by just making up your mind, I'm going to be, and then begin to challenge yourself. Every time you find those walls coming up, you find religion coming up, God speaking to you, and you find all these arguments begin to arise in your mind, you challenge them and say, stop. I'm going to do what the Lord says. And if you train yourself that way, then it becomes easy. If not, you are going to really struggle. You know, whether it's 20, 30, 40, 50, once you become one way, change is just so hard. Sometimes people don't even realize how programmed they are. They are so programmed that they respond subconsciously without realizing what they are doing. So, let's believe God to help us. Amen. I said, let's believe God to help us. Do I have some believers in this house? Oh, I said, do I have some believers in this house? Let's believe God to help us. And one of the first things we need to do is we have to be willing to accept the word of God and receive it fully and be willing to take it. One of the things we said recently, if you can't conceive it, you can't believe it. If you can't believe it, you can't receive it. So if you can conceive it, you can believe it. And if you can believe it, you can receive it. See, receiving is the end point. Most people are focused on receiving, but long before you get to receiving, you have to conceive. Long before you get to receive, you have to conceive. And if you can conceive it, you can believe it. Once you get through conceiving it, then you can believe it for yourself. See, I want you to think, wherever you are in your life today, God has so much more. I haven't opened the Bible yet. You see, this introduction is taking very long. It is. I'm just trying to prepare you. Wherever you are, God can take you. God has no limits. So you drop yours. That's another profound saying. God has no limits, so you drop yours. Write that down in your Bible. God has no limits, so you drop yours. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 66, the 66th Psalm. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Woo. I hope you're as excited as I am. Psalm 66. Let's go here. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible are you in your works? Through the greatness of your power, your enemies will submit themselves unto you. The reason God's enemies will submit themselves to him is not because they want to. It's because of the greatness of his power. They finally come to a point and they realize there is no way around this. I have to submit. So they submit themselves to the greatness of his power. Verse 4, all the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you. They shall sing unto your name, Selah. Think about it. Come, come and see the works of God. Come, come. Come and see the works of God. He's terrible in his doing. God is not ordinary. He's supernatural. He's terrible in his doing. When God gets involved in something, they're supernatural. When God gets, just a few weeks ago, I was doing something entirely natural. Entirely natural. Nothing, it was not spiritual. It was not super spiritual, like something you can define as spirit. It was something, it was a natural project I was working on. And I remember hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said to me, directed me to this scripture where he said, you know, that scripture when Jesus left and he said, you know, after he left in, at the end of Matthew, end of Mark, and he says the disciple went everywhere, preaching and telling about the gospel, whatever. And everywhere they went, the Lord went with them, walking with them. Yeah. Everywhere they went, the Lord went walking with them. And the Lord said to me, I'm telling you, I heard this in my spirit, not, it wasn't audible. He said to me, my spirit. He says, when you make the focus of your life, the primary focus of your life, getting glory to God, the gospel, the kingdom of God moving forward, he said, God will walk with you even in the unimportant things of life. God will walk. It's like, you know that scripture, I say, he went everywhere. That's God went with them everywhere. There are people praying, God, come. God, please show up. God, no. He went. He already went. The way to make God go, he'll go. You don't have to pray about it. When you make his kingdom the primary focus of you, you do other things. Other things are important. You live life. You are blessed. You enjoy. You do other. You have fun. But when his kingdom is the primary focus of your life, God will go everywhere working with you. He will go everywhere. And you know what? Anywhere God goes, he's terrible. Anywhere God goes, he's terrible. That means he's great. He's great beyond description. You can't describe. There's no limit to the greatness of God. And God doesn't just want to limit and confine his greatness to the heavenlies. He wants to demonstrate his greatness in the lives of his people. So if you feel like you've been living an ordinary life, this message is for you. If you feel like you have been in the kingdom of God and you've preached and you've heard and you've shouted and you've, but you don't see, you are not experiencing the supernatural, this message is for you. If you feel like you've been camped out around the same place for a while and you haven't seen any demonstrable progress, like major, major outstanding progress, this message is for you. See, because when the Lord spoke these prophetic words at the beginning of 2021, he said, I will do, that's it will be a new beginning for, it will be a lifting. I will elevate you. This will be a year of destiny for you. I will make you eat honey out of the rock. He said, that's not ordinary. I will cause you to ride on the wings of the eagle. I will elevate you, take you out of the miry clay and put your feet on the rock to stay. I will curse you. I mean, look at all these things the Lord said. Eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard, he said. The thing that I will do in your life. I will elevate you to sit among princes. You will see upgrade. Someone said the word upgrade. You will run through troops. You will leap over walls. There's divine lifting for you. This is your breakout year. You've been set up for unprecedented success. There is purpose for you. You will live, you will not die. You will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in us. You will experience the victory that overcomes the world. Every mountain will move before you. Humanly speaking, some things may be impossible, but not with God. God will show himself strong on your behalf. He says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it's not entered into the heart of man. The great things that God has prepared for you and the great things he has prepared you for. This is your breakout year. You've been set up for unprecedented success. Hi. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Mm-mm, nobody. The best. My Lord, save the best for the last. I'm not going empty. You are not going empty. This is your season of new beginnings. Hallelujah. New wine. And the best wine, the best life, the best miracles, the best destiny. Come on now. My storage place is filled with good, filled with good. Vats overflowing with the best of the land. You will speak to dead bones, come alive, and they will come alive. Hallelujah. Rivers of living water will begin to flow out of you, flow out of you. Hallelujah. I believe God, it shall be even as it was told me. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the... I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the... All things work together for your good. God is doing exceeding abundantly in your life. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Let's go back, Psalm 66. Come and see the works of God. He's terrible in his doing. That means he's great beyond description. He's supernatural. He turned the sea. Think about this for a minute. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. When he turned the sea into dry land, I got to read this out to you. I know I'm way ahead, but I just keep shooting everywhere. If it hits you, just take it. Do you know until God opened the Red Sea, it had never ever happened before? When the children of Israel contemplated their journey beyond the reach of Pharaoh, one of the things they could never have imagined, they could never have thought about, was how they would get through that Red Sea. Surely death awaited them. Because it had never ever been recorded anywhere that anyone passed through the Red Sea. I mean, go read about the Red Sea. You don't pass through it. So when you are escaping from Egypt, from Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's army is behind you, and you are running towards the Red Sea, certainly you are running towards death. Because there is no way there. There is no way. Nobody has ever thought about it. And yet, when they arrive there, with all the drama going on and all their fear and everything, the Bible says he turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. And then when they got on the other side, they started singing. You know this story in Exodus chapter 14. It was great drama. But remember, God was with them. That's what made the difference. He was there with them. He was the one who brought them out of Egypt. He was the one who gave them his promise. He was the one who gave them his word. He was the one who gave them his covenant. He was right there with them. So when they arrived at the brink of the Red Sea, and some of them started to speak nonsense, talk unbelief, say, why did you bring us here to die, Moses? They said to him. Do you know the reason they were saying that is because this is certain death. Okay, we've run from Pharaoh. We are out of Egypt. But what next? You see that in Exodus chapter 14, verse 10. When Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them. The first thing they were praying for, the first miracle they were praying for, God, get us out of Egypt. God, get us. Okay. God got them out of Egypt. But when they were praying, God, get us out of Egypt, they had not thought, okay, what happens when I get you out of Egypt? They didn't think that far. They just wanted out of Egypt. Now they get out of Egypt, then the next thing hits them in the eye, and the next thing is, okay, we're out of Egypt, so what next? They had not thought about that. They had not thought about it. I want you to know there's someone who did. Someone thought about it. Long before he got them out of Egypt, somebody thought about it. He made a plan for what would happen when they got out. Because he knew what was going to happen when they got out of Egypt. Oh, ho, ho, ho. I'm trying to say to you, let me read this directly out of my note. Your life is a compendium of miracles. And without God, you couldn't possibly be wherever you are today. Your life, your entire life is a compendium of miracles. And without God, you couldn't possibly be wherever you are today. I don't know how you got where you are, but think back over your life. Your life is a compendium of miracles. It's miracle after miracle after miracle after to get you to where you are. Without God, you couldn't possibly be where you are today. I want you to remember that as we go along. Without God, you could not have arrived where you are today. So I know wherever you are, there are some things you are praying about and there are some things you are asking God for. But when you get to that place, there are some new things that are going to show up that you haven't thought about, but somebody already did. He says in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 10, when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, so because there were no graves in Egypt, that's why you've taken us out to die in the wilderness. See, for them, they thought, it's death. So why have you dealt with us this way? To carry us forth out of Egypt. Now, remember, they wanted also to get out of Egypt. When they were there, their own prayer was just get us out, just get us out, just get us out. Now they are out because they can't see the way next, the way to the next miracle. They have changed their song. He said, is this not what we told you when we were in Egypt? They never said it. They never said it. Saying, let us alone so that we may serve the Egyptians. They didn't want to serve those Egyptians. You go read the stories there. It's all documented. They were crying. They were weeping every day. The Bible says the voice of their cries rose up to God. But now they are telling Moses, did we not tell you? Do you know why they are saying this to Moses? It's because they can't see a way forward. People forget. Do you know how quickly you forget what the Lord has done in your life? Do you know how quickly you get to forget? When you are in the thick of the battle, when you are in the thick of the problem, the assault, the affliction, you cry, you fast, you pray, you do everything. God gives you the miracle, the breakthrough. One way or the other, he gives it to you. Do you know, for many people, one day after God gives them the miracle, they totally forget. The next thing they begin to talk about, they begin to say words like they don't even remember how they got there. They begin to talk about like we got here by coincidence. It's like we did it by ourselves. You know, I struggled to get here. So now what? No, God got you here. You remember when you couldn't see your way? You remember when you didn't know how to get out? Remember when you were so broken? You were sending prayer points to everybody, including your enemy. You remember, even including your enemies. You are sending text messages even to your enemy. Pray for me. I know you are my enemy. Oh, please pray for me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You are sending prayer points to everybody. Because without God, what's up here? Without God, there's no way. I'm done. I'm finished. I'm sunk. Okay. Now God got you out. But the day after God got you out, you totally forgot what God did. Why? Because ahead of you is the next breakthrough you need. And you suddenly revert back. This is why I said to you some of the things I said at the beginning of this message. God is not looking for perfect. What is he looking for? Responsive. You quickly forget. Do you know how we quickly forget? Oh, Jesus. Do you know how we quickly forget? We forget so quick. It's one of the reasons we have to learn to celebrate every moment. We have to learn to dwell in the moment, dwell in the now. We have to learn to take the time to live where we are at. We have to learn to take stock of how we arrived where we are. We have to remind ourselves sometimes. That's why the psalmist said, count your blessings, name them one by one. You have to be able to step back and ask yourself some questions. How did we arrive here? My entire life is a compendium of miracles. I couldn't possibly be where I am today without God. Without God. So we have to remind ourselves about this. And take the time to celebrate God in the moment. And day after day to count his blessings. To not be so focused on the next thing we want, the next thing we need. No, let's not talk about that yet. Let's just talk about, I had this migraine headache yesterday, and now I no longer have it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your life is a compendium of miracles, and without God, you couldn't possibly be wherever you are today. I wish somebody told the children of Israel that by the Red Sea. I wish somebody told them that. By the Red Sea. You couldn't, after 400 years of being slaves, you could not have gotten out of Egypt without God. How could you have gotten out of Egypt without God? How do you quickly forget? How do you start acting like you got out of Egypt because you were smart? The smartest ones amongst you died before they could get out.
Yes.
Listen to this. I have something else I wrote here. Right after this, right at the bottom of this. Listen to this. So many others tried but couldn't get it done. So many others went but couldn't make it through. But look what the Lord has done in you. Look what the Lord has done through your life. Think about this. So many others tried. But they couldn't get it done. So many others went but they couldn't make it. Do you know how many people tried and couldn't get it done? Do you know how many people are now history? They are history. They went, but they couldn't make it. Remember that. Remember that. But look what the Lord has done in your life. Look what the Lord has done through your life. You're a walking miracle. You're a walking miracle. No matter what you think about whatever section or season of your life, right now, today, you are a walking miracle. That's why today ought to be a celebration. We ought to celebrate what the Lord has done to get us right here, right here. Because that's where we miss it. If we don't take the time to celebrate how the Lord got us here, He can't take us there. He can't take us there. See, that's where we miss it. That's why we miss it all the time. If you don't take the time to celebrate how God got you here. Do you know? Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle to get you here.
and yet you forget. You quickly forget. If you don't take the time to celebrate how the Lord got you here. I mean, it's you we're talking about. You used to be wasted. Nobody believed you would become anything. Everybody thought you'd be a failure. People thought you wouldn't even make it to this age. But look at you. And look at where you are today. And you must not forget how God got you here. You must not forget how God got you here. Do you remember when people thought some things will never happen in your life? Do you remember? Even you didn't think those things will happen. How soon we quickly forget? We forget. Do you remember how you hardly had hope? You hardly had hope. And time after time after time, God showed up. The terrible God showed up. He showed up. He showed up. Oh, he showed up again. That's why that man in the psalm, he said, come and see the work of God. It's terrible. It's terrible. Come and see the work of God. It's terrible. And yet we forget. There are many people who don't remember. They go from miracle and start thinking ordinary immediately because we forget. How did you even get here? You forget. You forget how dumb and how stupid we get sometimes. I've been that way myself. I've been that way myself. Run so quickly past God's miracle. Run quickly and start thinking about the next thing. And not even take the time to count what the Lord has done. I mean, I don't know about you. I should not be here. I should be dead by now. I will be dead and forgotten. I should be dead and forgotten. I may have told you this here before. That the young man, my cousin, his name was Kazim, that we grew up together. His name was Kazim. We grew up. We were from age 10, we lived together with uncles and aunties and things. I never forget. We did everything together. We showered together. We ate together. We ran away together. We went to school. We did every crazy thing together. Kazim got shot at the shipping port. Dead. And forgotten. Dead. And forgotten. There's no memory, no evidence of Kazim on this earth today, other than that I'm telling you about him. I didn't do anything to have survived that season. How can we forget all that the Lord has done for us? I promise none of these aspects of this message will be personal. Because you know, many times I can get personal. The reason I get personal is just because it's true. It's not theory. I'm telling you what I know, what I've experienced. So many times it comes out. Even I'm trying so hard to, you find many times I'm trying to go personal, I'm holding those things back because the mind many times will pin it down to something once it gets personal. Don't pin it down to anything. It's God. He's terrible in his works. That's why the psalmist said, come and see, come and behold the works of the Lord. Come and see. That you are here today is because of God, is because of God, is because of God. And I don't care. It's not anything you have done. People have done better than you. Right? People are, it's not because of somebody you knew. People know people. Mother who you know. I mean, it's not anything. It's God. It's God. Whatever you are hearing me today, I want you to hear this. Because this is a message God is sending to you from heaven. He's God. He's God. He's God and he's proven himself in your life over and over and over and over. And today, I want you to stop and just remember and acknowledge he's God. He's God. And stop looking all over the place. Stop talking about all this and all that. Things that don't matter. Things that don't count. Just think about it. He's God. He's God. He's God. He's God. And this is so important because if you don't take the time, if you don't take the time to celebrate what he has done already, how he got you to where you are, he can't take you where you want to go. He cannot take you to where you want to go. The reason is so easy that we are living in this realm today. And I can tell you, living in this realm of just seeing God again and again and again is because we are taking the time to acknowledge it's God. He did this. He brought us here. Yes. We wouldn't be here. Yes. And once you do that and you take the time, and somebody says something, no, it's God. Another person says, no, it's God. Once you do that, the path opens up for where he wants to take you. It's very easy. That's why God is sending you this message. And I call it unprecedented. And he wants to do unprecedented in your life. But you have to step back and count and look and acknowledge what he has done, how he got you here. Don't focus yet on tomorrow. Just think how he got you here.
Hallelujah.
And then when you do that, opens the door for him. Because God wants to do unprecedented in your life. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you on the authority of the word of God that I know for a fact, without any iota of doubt, he wants to do unprecedented. Things that eyes have not seen. I've been telling you this for a few months. Things that there's one translation that says things that man has not imagined. It has not entered into the heart, mind of any man. He wants to do. And don't let 2021 get through. Don't let 2021 go by without you experiencing unprecedented. You have to experience unprecedented. This is your year for unprecedented.
Yes.
What has never been done. What has never been seen, what has not been recorded anywhere, God wants to do in your life this year.
Amen.
This year. Somebody say unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
Say that's me.
That's
unprecedented.
Unprecedented, that's
God
walking
in me.
Walking.
Unprecedented,
unprecedented,
that's God walking through me.
Walking through.
Unprecedented, that's God putting the story of my life together. Unprecedented.
Amen.
Sit down, let's close this for today. Look at what he said. So, he got there and said, did we not tell you? We told you to leave us alone. No, they didn't. Verse 12. Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt? Saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, don't fear, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see no more again forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Verse 15, and God said unto Moses, Moses, why are you crying unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. It's time to go forward. Oh, help me somebody. If there's someone around you, tap them and say, it's time to go forward. Come on, let's go to unprecedented. Come on, it's time. Let's go to unprecedented. It's time to go forward. It's time to stop crying. It's time to stop complaining. It's time to stop wishing. It's time to stop being frustrated. It's time to stop thinking you are going to not make it. It's time to go forward. He said, tell the children of Israel, go forward, he said. God said, go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch it out. Stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. This had never happened before, folks. Lift up your rod. Stretch out your hand over the sea. It had never been done before. And divide it. He said, you will divide it.
It has never happened before. This was unprecedented. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. It has never happened before. You can read the rest of Psalm Exodus 14 when you get back home. I got to close for this morning. Go right back to Psalm 66. It had never happened before. What are the three instructions he gave them? Lift up your rod. And then what? Stretch out your hand. And then what? Divide it. Very simple. Very simple. Very, very simple. What are these three instructions again? Lift up the rod. Stretch out your hand. And then what? Divide it. Unprecedented. What does the rod represent? It's the word of God. The rod is the word. Lift up the word. So you can't get there without the word. You can't. This your relationship. God is not looking for perfect. What is he looking for?
Responsive.
That's it. God is not looking for perfect. What is he looking for?
Responsive.
Lift up your word. Lift up that word. The word that God spoke, lift it up above everything else. And then what's the second thing?
Stretch out
your hand. What is stretch out your hand? Get busy. Get busy on what the Lord said. Get busy on what the Lord said. And then what is the third thing? Divide it. You will see unprecedented. It has never happened, but it will happen for you. Lift up the word. Stretch out your hand. Divide it. Let's close. Go back to Psalm 66 right here. Let's close here for today. Hallelujah. Woo, I want to take a praise break. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless your name for everything you have done in our lives. God, we bless you. You are worthy of our praise. Lord God, you're worthy of our praise. God, you are worthy of our praise. God, you are worthy. How you preserve our lives. How you protected us from the storm. How you kept us, God, from the afflictions of the enemy. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Lord, how you kept us. How you wrapped your arms around us. How you held us strong. How you held us strong. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we exalt you. Woo! We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Lord, we would have been amongst the forgotten. We would have been amongst the forgotten. But God, you kept us. You carried us. You carried us through the midst of the sea. God has an amazing plan for your life, folks. You have not seen anything. You have not seen anything yet. You have not seen anything yet. This is just the beginning. We're just getting started. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Like Bishop T.D. Jakes used to say, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. We haven't seen anything yet. He's just getting started. Let's close this out here today. Let's go to Psalm 66 and verse 10. For thou, O God, hast proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. You caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But you brought us out into a wealthy place. Therefore, we will go into your house with burnt offerings. We'll pay our vows, which our lips have uttered. In the Amplified, in verse 10, it says, let's just read verse 12. Well, let's read verse 10. You've proved us. You've tried us. As silver is tried, refined, purified. You brought us into the net, the prison, fortress, the dungeon. Laid a heavy burden on our loins. You caused men to ride over our heads. When we were prostrate, we went through fire and through water. You brought us out into a broad, moist place to abundance, refreshment, and the open air. I love it. I really love it. I really love it. See what the message says in verse 12? Road tested us inside and out. He took us to hell and back. Finally, brought us to this well-watered place. You see what the CEV says, Contemporary English Version. You send war chariots to crush our skulls. We travel through fire and through floods, but you brought us to a land full of plenty. A few years ago, probably, I might be getting very close to like maybe 10 years now. I was ministering on this particular message, this particular scripture, I should say, and reading multiple versions of it and all of that. And just like today, we had this extreme, just the glory of God in the service. I can't remember all the details of it. But shortly after the service, maybe about 10 years ago, maybe almost 10 years ago, shortly after the service, actually maybe a little over 10 years ago, maybe a little under 10 years ago, I don't remember exactly when. But there's a couple that followed me into my office back then. that couple lives in Texas now. And they sat in my office and went back and forth and said all sorts of things and said, listen, you were preaching the message about our lives today. And they hadn't really told a lot of people what they had had to deal with over the last 4 or 5 months. And I didn't know the details of it really much. And then they started to share with me this thing about going to hell and coming back. And they said, this is the story of our lives. And I said, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And I mean, that was about 10 years ago. I know this is just really the beginning. Way back then it was. And I'm sure today they probably don't even remember the details. I know they remember the summary of it because, you know, every now and then we'll kind of touch base on it. But I'm sure they don't remember the details of how they went to hell and came back. But I will never forget because I just preached that message and they sat in my office telling me about it. And when I look at what the Lord's done for that couple today, truly, the Lord's taken them to a wealthy place. But I'm not preaching this message today. The Lord didn't send me to preach this message for one particular couple, one family, one individual. Prophetically, the Lord is asking me to tell you. And I just want you, if you can conceive it, you can believe it. And if you can believe it, you can receive it. I want you to take off every mask, take off every blindfold, take off all these years of religion, whether you are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever. Shed the weight of that religion and embrace this. God can do the unprecedented in your life. He will. Before this year is over. Before this year is over. You may have gone to hell and back. Maybe that's your story too. The only reason I shared that, remembered, and their name is on my Bible, is in my Bible, is in that page, it's on that scripture in my Bible. Every time I read that scripture, their name is right there because I remember what they said. And I remember what has happened in their lives ever since. God will do the unprecedented in your life. God will do the unprecedented in your life. Just conceive it. Receive this word. Believe it. Have a new approach to the Word of God. This is not for some and not for others. It's not like, yeah, this, some people are so special. God has this word for them. But for me, I'm ordinary. No, you are not. This is for you. God will do the unprecedented in your life. Do you receive that word? Hallelujah. Woo, would you stand to your feet? Let's close out today. Woo!
Hallelujah!
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah!
Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to close out. Let's just thank God again and close this out. Father, thank you. Just receive that word in your spirit, please. Just receive it wherever you are, across the nations, across wherever you are. I don't care if you are in one little hole somewhere. Just receive this. Just receive this. God will do the unprecedented in your life. God will do the unprecedented in your life. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered into the heart of any man. It's not recorded anywhere anybody's ever experienced. God will do it in your own life. You will be the first one. We'll document it across your name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We receive your word. We receive your word today. Let this word be a blessing, oh God, to your people. Lord, let it not fall off. Lord, let it empower them. Let it energize them. Let it enable them to do everything that you have already promised. I give you praise. I give you praise. You alone deserve it, Lord. So receive it to yourself. Receive it to yourself. Wherever you are right now, as we close out this service, put your right hand on your heart, your right hand on your heart. Say it with me. Say, in the name of Jesus, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not yet entered into the heart of any man the things that the Lord has prepared for me, and the great things that the Lord has prepared me for. I truly believe this is my breakout year. I truly believe I will experience the unprecedented. I truly believe God will be terrible in the situations of my life. He will manifest his glory in everything that concerns me. I receive this word with all of my heart. I expect the fulfillment of this word. I believe in it. And I thank you, Father, because you are faithful to fulfill everything that you have spoken. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.